nearly. Hello. How's everyone doing? Actually, I think that was probably the bot listener. But now, let's see. Yeah, okay. Cool. So, we should be live now. All right. Hello. Give me just a sec, guys. I'm gonna send. Okay, that did not work. Wait, what? Oh. Okay. I'm sending this stream to a couple friends of mine on in a message. So give me just a moment. Here we go. The Bite Bender. What are we doing? We are discussing a project that I am working on. Oh, by the way, the speed slider works now. I am using 11 Labs Multilingual V2 instead of V3 because I was having I was having some trouble with, like, the model sounding right with my voice clone, so let me send this to one more. Okay. All right. Send. Okay. So, yeah, like I said, I'm using 11 Labs Multilingual V2 instead of the V3 model now for the chat reader because I made a new voice clone of me speaking, like, less casually and speaking in a more professional tone, but for some reason 11 Labs 11 V3 doesn't seem to like the voice very much. It doesn't sound like me, which I thought was very strange. But also, the speed slider works now, so it's not speaking at 2 miles an hour. So that's cool. Anyway, should I explain? Should I explain what this is, or should I wait for more people to come in? Thinking. So we have two now. All right. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay. Send me like a confirmation message if I am hearable. I also should probably check. Let me see. I'll just check real quick. I'll check the site. See if I am hearable. Play. Oh, yep. Yeah. Okay. Hello. Oh, goodbye. Okay. So I guess I'll just start talking about it, right? And if anyone has any questions and stuff like that, you can ask me. So I am working on a public domain writing project. And it's kind of like similar, I suppose, in some ways to like the SCP Foundation or the Backrooms or whatever. Basically, the idea is that it's the universe is defined, and then people can write their own stories for it. And I am tentatively calling it the Pulse. So I say tentatively because I'm not sure if I'm going to keep if I'm going to keep any of the names that I'm using for some of the concepts, because they're kind of cheesy. I came up with them rather quickly, and I'm sort of new to this whole thing, so I'm not exactly sure how to come up with like better names and stuff like that. So a lot of these names that I have in place right now are just kind of tentative. So it's called the Pulse, and so I pulled a lot of things from my own life and my own life experiences and stuff like that when writing this. So for those of you who don't know, I am a leap year baby. So I was born on the 29th of February. Yes, go ahead and make your obligatory, "Oh, so you're not 26 jokes. You're only like 6 years old." I haven't heard those 1,000 times already. anyway, I got this idea, admittedly, because I was having a conversation with ChatGPT, as a lot of people do, and I was like tossing around ideas, and it was giving me some ideas back, most of which I disregarded pretty much. But I asked it just casually one day. I was talking to it about February 29th birthdays and leap years and stuff like that, and how the leap year calendar kind of drives me insane because of like it's kind of, I guess it's kind of an OCD thing or something for me, but the days of the year are uneven. They're not, like, years themselves aren't a uniform length all the time. And I was talking to ChatGPT about how, because, and the days of the week as well, and how there's, like, only seven, and how that kind of drove me crazy because seven is an odd number. Hello. Actually, I might, unless you guys want to hear the sounds, I might mute them for the stream, possibly. Or I can keep them on. I might just, I don't know. I'll turn them off. I'll turn the sound events off, and if you guys want to hear them, just let me know, and I can turn them back on for you. I can still hear them. That's the cool thing with this audio pub streaming program that I vibe coded, is that it lets you mute sources for streams specifically. So that's pretty cool. anyway, so I was talking to it about how there being like an odd number, odd number of days in a week kind of drives me crazy. And then that conversation sort of evolved to how would the world function if people who were born on the 29th of February aged four times slower? Like, they only age when they have a birthday. And then that sort of evolved to, well, what if the planet, what if the birth and death of planets and galaxies and stars and that sort of thing, what if that was synced to the 29th of February? And the reason that it exists on the calendar is because on some fundamental level, there's like a pulse that people are in tune with. And then I got the idea, actually, this might be great for like story writing and stuff, to write a story around it. And then I started considering it. And then I got some other ideas as well on top of that. And so now it's basically turned into a universe where there's different entities and creatures and stuff like that. And it's a compilation of all sorts of ideas that have popped up in my mind over the years. And all this, and basically, you know, as I said, it is a single universe that people can write stories around. Like the SCP Foundation or the Backrooms or what have you. And so now I'm going to, I have a blueprint, and I'm going to go over this blueprint and explain some of the concepts. So obviously I've already explained the core premise, you know, everything in this universe, life, matter, cosmic structure is defined by the pulse. The pulse is when planets are born, when planets burn out, when stars burn out, all sorts of stuff. And the universe basically lives and dies by the pulse. So that's basically that. Now, there is also a group of life forms, I guess we'll call them, called the synchronized. And I say life forms because it's not just humans that this applies to. It can apply to animals and plants and basically any form of life in the universe. And, you know, as I say, the synchronized state, it's not exclusive to humans. Animals can have it too. And basically, whenever a life form is born on the 29th of February in this universe, they age four times slower. Sorry, I kind of had an interesting brain quirk there. but yeah, they age four times slower. And so, you know, for example, if usually dogs live for like 12 years, I would say. That's the general lifespan. That's the average lifespan of a dog, I think. So in this way, they would a dog that was born on the 29th would live on average 48 years. So that's basically how that works. But any life form that is synchronized has a deeper attunement with the universe as well and understands the meaning of things better. So sorry, let me just actually, no, I'll get that later. But yes, so everything is sort of in tune with the sorry, I lost my train of thought. Man, live streaming is hard. got it. So basically, the synchronized life forms are more mentally in tune with things that happen in the universe and understand the meaning of things better. So, like, the first story that I'm currently working on involves a dog that was born on the 29th and is synchronized. Hello. And is synchronized with the pulse. And the idea is that this dog does not necessarily understand words as such, but it understands the meaning of things, essentially. So it can't talk, it can't, it's not a talking animal. I would have done something like that, potentially, but I felt like that story plotline was just a little bit overused. So animals can't really talk in this universe, but they can, if they're synchronized, they can understand things better. And I will get into that when I start talking about the story that I'm writing, the first story that I'm writing to introduce all these characters and all these concepts and stuff like that. But for now, that's pretty much what you would need to know about the synchronized. Also, if two non-synchronized parents have a child who is born on the leap year, that synchronized trait is guaranteed for the child, and the parents live to the maximum lifespan of what that life form typically lives up to when not synchronized. So, like, the maximum lifespan of a human being is 120 years, for example. So if two human parents conceived a child that was born on the 29th, those parents would live until they are 120. They would be guaranteed that chance. As long, you know, in terms of natural causes and that sort of thing. So, I also have an entity called the Cosmic Protector, and this entity is basically, I suppose you could think of it as an entity. You could think of it as a deity of some sort, I suppose, in this universe anyway. I could make comparisons to other things that exist, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to get a letter from lawyers or anything like that. But it's kind of like I have taken inspiration from other things, but I've changed it up a little bit. So the Cosmic Protector is basically a creature that was born at the beginning of time and will live until, or the beginning of the universe rather, and lives on until the destruction of the universe. And it cannot sustain itself indefinitely without a host. So it has to choose a host to latch on to, kind of like a parasite a little bit. But when it latches on to a host, that host basically, they still retain their personality and that sort of thing. But the host cannot die of natural causes. They don't need to eat or drink anything. Hello. But the host can still be killed by, you know, because the universe is kind of a violent place. So the host can be killed by things, but they can't age or anything like that. And the Cosmic Protector basically transfers memories between, you know, between its different hosts and stuff like that. So it remembers all of its past lives when it transfers over to a new host. And its name, that's pretty much its goal, to protect the universe, to keep it sustained, to keep it going, to save it from trouble, in the most basic sense. And obviously it has an antithesis or an antagonistic force against it called, now remember, this is tentative, of course, but it's called the Sovereign. And the Sovereign is basically the Cosmic Protector, but it wants to protect the universe by conquering it, by taking control of it, of the universe, taking control of it. It's the thing about these characters is that I wrote them specifically to not really have a personality of their own. The personality they have is based on the personality of the host, before the host was taken over. So, you know, obviously the host still retains its personality, its memories, that sort of thing. Also, if the Cosmic Protector or the Sovereign take over life forms that, you know, like animals and stuff like that, they by nature of having an infinite memory, essentially, they also have they also have hyper intelligence as well. So any life form that they attach to also gets these hyper intelligent traits as well. I'm sorry. You guys can probably tell, but I am a little nervous because I don't usually talk about my creative projects. It's one of those things where, you know, in my head, everything that I have to say makes sense to me, and it sounds like a good story concept, but it's very nerve-wracking to talk to people about the projects that you're working on, because you don't know for sure if people are going to like it. And I do my best to public speak as well as I possibly can, but I'm not a professional speaker or anything like that, so I know that I tend to stutter a little bit and that sort of thing. So it's very nerve-wracking to do this sort of thing, but I'm doing my best. I apologize, but it, you know, this isn't something I normally talk about, but I am trying, so but yes, the But you basically get the idea. The Cosmic Protector is protecting the universe. The Cosmic Sovereign is trying to take it over. Neither one of them want the universe to be destroyed necessarily, because if it was, then they would cease to exist as a result. But moving on, the next entity on the list is a group called the Creators, and I haven't really decided what the Creators are going to be yet, in terms of like what, like if they're synchronized humans or if they're some other creature in the universe or what have you, or maybe non-synchronized, but whatever they are, they figured out how to write biology like code, essentially. And so they have been pretty disenfranchised with the state of their own world, probably Earth, because that's where a lot of major events seem to center around in the universe, in a lot of ways, because that's the center of our universe right now. But basically, they were pretty disenfranchised with how events in the world have been going on and that sort of thing. And they figured the way to solve the problems of humanity and life in general is to solve the problem of governance itself. And so they took all of the best traits from every life form they could get their hands on and invented their own life from it, invented their own creatures from it. And those creatures are, for the time being, tentatively called the Control Creatures. And they are those creatures are functionally immortal. They can die from violent acts and stuff like that, but they reproduce at a rapid rate, so there's no concern over their population dwindling or anything like that. And basically, they have a hive mind, which allows them to communicate with each other, and their directive is not to decide what is good for people, but rather to implement what people vote for, territory by territory, community by community, right down to a single person if necessary. So they coordinate the construction of the physical world and all sorts of other things to, you know, make sure everything runs smoothly. They manage resource allocation, and because they have a hive mind and are able to coordinate so well, they have a sort of intelligence that is very hard for most life in the universe to match. I'm reading from my notes as I talk about this, by the way. So they cannot be bribed or distracted by most things. Corruption is pretty much impossible. And they are not rulers necessarily. They basically control society to a certain extent, but as I said, they don't rule it necessarily. They just implement the things that people want. Um, but they don't manage the Earth. They manage the anti-conflict sector. And the anti-conflict sector is a region of space in the same dimension as Earth, pretty much. And you cannot casually enter. So the sector can basically... it has a way of detecting who truly wants to leave Earth and not return to the planet. And if the person or the group as a whole has no interest in leaving the planet, then they're basically they get redirected, because once you enter the sector, you can't leave. So whoever enters the sector has to be sure in their mind and in their heart that they want to leave Earth or whatever planet, whatever other planet they came from. So basically it's a sector of space where, planets and suns are generated over and over and over again as needed, and that is the place where the control creatures live and the humanoids that they govern, essentially. And it's obviously the Cosmic Protector and its hosts can and the Sovereign by extension can leave and exit the sector at will, because they have to. Universe-destroying phenomenon can happen anywhere within the universe, not just, you know, outside of the anti-conflict sector. And speaking of the anti-conflict sector, it is kind of ironically named, because... Hello. So inside the anti-conflict sector is a solar system that generates new planets and suns as the population diverges and new communities are, you know, as new communities need space and that sort of thing. Its interior is functionally larger than its exterior. Resources are unlimited, and the humanoids that live there are cosmetically distinct from baseline humans to, you know, just to differentiate them. But they are basically humanoid. They live forever. Practically, like the control creatures, although the control creatures and the humanoids within the anti-conflict sector are not immortal in the same way that the Cosmic Protector and the Cosmic Sovereign are. They still need to eat. They still need to sustain themselves in some way. The control creatures don't really eat per se. I think they I was going to have them take nutrients from the sun and that sort of thing. But yeah, they do have to sustain themselves to keep themselves alive, but they don't age. Reproduction in this sector is rapid. The population grows constantly, and so that's why the inside of the sector is bigger than the outside, because it needs to be able to they need to be able to generate new planets and suns and stuff as the population grows. But the reason the anti-conflict sector is ironic in name is because you know, it's human nature. Eventually, conflicts arise and people's ideals change over the years. And especially when you get a group of people that are immortal, pretty much, they don't die from natural causes necessarily, or they don't die from age. People live for a long time, and so their opinions change and diverge quite a lot. And so as people get different ideals, they are constantly shifted around to new planets and stuff like that, and clustered into their own community groups, and the control creatures lead all of it. So they, whenever someone votes a certain way, like they want the world to be a certain way, the control creatures will move them, and then they implement the laws. They enforce the laws that the people vote for, that the people want. And so because they understand what the people want and they implement what they want to have to a T, that's why they can't really be corrupted or bribed or anything like that. So sometimes they will have Earth technology come into the sector so that, you know, technology and stuff like that can drift in so that they don't stagnate in a certain period for an extended amount of time, so they can progress onwards and stuff like that. And so right now, so I have other ideas that I want to expand upon for this story. But they're not, those details are not immediately, those details are not immediately important for now. I'll probably cover them later, but right now I want to talk a little bit about the story that I've started writing. So, hello. So, I have been reading this book called The Screenwriter's Bible, and it is a book for people who want to learn how to write better stories and that sort of thing, learn how to structure them and all that. And I am sort of, I'm not necessarily new at writing. I'm not that well versed in writing fiction. That is a thing that I kind of struggle with a little bit. I've tried a few things over the years, and it's just, it's kind of difficult for me, but this is really the first writing project I have ever attempted on my own, essentially. And so I'm trying to learn how to write better, and I've read a little bit of it. So I need to restructure this story a fair bit. Right now, I'm trying to work out what the skeleton is going to be. And so the story that I'm thinking of at the minute is one of the main characters is a dog named Plank, and this dog is synchronized, born on the 29th, and the family that adopted him is, they basically found out that he was smarter than other dogs because while the father figure was working on a shop project, he asked his wife if she wouldn't mind like just grabbing one of the boards over in the corner for him. And Plank, being a synchronized dog, understood he understood the meaning, even though he didn't understand the words exactly. And so he ran over and grabbed the plank for him, and then they basically named him Plank because that event stuck in their mind. And so this story is going to be about a synchronized dog. It's going to involve the cosmic protector and the sovereign as well. And it's going to go over a conflict and stuff like that. There's going to be a conflict, and I plan on having this particular storyline go on for a few iterations, I suppose. So there's going to be a sequel and that sort of thing. I'm still trying to figure out the skeleton of everything, and I don't know how much I can necessarily reveal about that, just because it's going to touch on some dark subject matter, and I have to figure out how I'm going to properly go about telling that story in a way where it's not going to be insulting, basically. That's something I'm still trying to figure out. I think I've got it figured out. I just want to be sure that I'm using the proper terminology and stuff like that. But yes, it's going to be a fairly dark story, and it's going to follow the lives of this character, a boy and his sister, and that sort of thing, and their dog Plank to a certain extent as well. That's gonna play a huge part at the same time. So, yeah. I don't know, if anyone has any questions or not. But, I might actually end this here because I don't think there's really anyone in the chat right now. And I've talked about pretty much everything. I was here mainly to answer questions and that sort of thing, but I don't think there's anyone here to ask anything. So I'm probably going to end it off here for the time being. And next Friday, I might do another game stream, or I might do a chat stream, or that sort of thing. So, I will catch you guys next time.